When protesters of the Israeli attacks on Gaza take to the streets, write letters, or express themselves at the Thanksgiving table, they get called a lot of names. In the last week, I've been called anti-Semitic, self-hating, and even pro-Hamas. Pro-Israel people and Obama repeat over and over that Israel has the right to defend itself, as if self-defense means something it does not. Self-defense is used to stop an imminent attack, and it can never be retaliatory. Military responses solve nothing, only fueling resentment and conflict. We hear about Israel's need to take out Hamas's missile systems and their attempt to limit civilian casualties, but why does only one side get a free pass to attempt to take out the other's weapons? We must ask the people talking about self-defense why Palestinian missile attacks are terrorism and Israel's bigger missile attacks are self-defense. Israel and Hamas both commit terrorism constantly, using any objective criteria. Which side is using more explosive yield? Which side is killing more civilians? Which side is killing a higher proportion of civilians? Palestinians are the more terrorized of the two sides, but in the code language of post-9/11 US rhetoric, the Israeli politicians and the US corporate newscasters reflect the idea that Americans should support Israel's occupation and attacks. With both sides acting as terrorists, it is sensible to ask the question, which side is doing more? It seems to be a question that Israel doesn't want asked. The pro-war folks make the argument that proportionality is meaningless when it comes to fighting Hamas for various reasons. Comparing the degrees of brutality is a natural reaction to any aggression, but we are told in this case that we shouldn't do that for various reasons, including they don't value life as we do, or they need to learn their lesson, or they're more cold-hearted than we are, or no one talked about disproportionality in the firebombing of Dresden, and even they're on the wrong side of history. Any such justifications that lead folks to conclude that their side deserves special rights to be more brutal are racist. Again, if we apply any objective criteria to the conflict, then we conclude that Israel is the greater aggressor, the dominant partner in any decision-making, and more out of line with international law. These considerations are crucial when deciding how to use whatever influence we have for peace. When we try to examine the proportions of the brutality, it is common to find Israel is brutal on a scale 20 to 200 times that of Palestine. There is another good reason to protest Israel's crimes more than those of Hamas. Israel is more responsive than Hamas to US pressure. We have incredible levels of influence over Israel. We supply money and weapons to Israel, and we're connected in that both of our consumer cultures were based on an initial land grab. Israel seems to time its attacks on Gaza and Lebanon on their own and the US electoral cycles. They really care what Americans think. Protesting Israel can be a way of using influence we have to bring peace. This has nothing to do with supporting Hamas. We can remain very critical of Hamas yet point out that Israel is much more brutal and much more within our power to stop, but that is not what America does. Last week, both houses of Congress unanimously passed a resolution which affirmed Israel's right to do anything it calls self-defense. It made calls for Hamas to renounce violence and no such call for Israel. If there were a fight between my brother, who I can influence, and a homeless guy down the street who I cannot, and which over the last few years my brother has broken 200 bones in the homeless guy's body, and in return had one of his bones broken. Of course, I would try to stop my brother from going out there and fighting again. Does that mean that I support crimes committed by the homeless guy? Of course not. I may well understand that he's homeless and doesn't have a lot of options without saying I support this guy's right to snatch purses. Another aspect of why peace activists focus more on Israel than Hamas is that we see Israel as having more options at its disposal. Per capita GDP in Israel is about $20,000, and Palestine it's about $800. Israel's military spending alone, about $13 billion per year, is over four times that of the entire GDP of Palestine. Israel controls access to Palestine and has international airports, while Palestine's airport was destroyed by Israel. With Israel's power and resources come options, like the US, which spent trillions on attacking Iraq instead of helping Iraq. Israel has always had many options about how to spend its money. The US and Israeli governments always talk about war as a last resort, but it seems to be the first resort that they go to whenever a problem arises. Another line that Israel circulates whenever it is on the attack is that they need to take out Hamas to strengthen the moderates. But we know as a fact that Israel only strengthens the popularity of the groups that it attacks. In every interview with an Israeli spokesperson, they claim they're doing everything they can not to kill civilians, and our sheepish reporters never call them on the lie and point out that they're using toxic substances in densely populated areas. Western corporate media hasn't asked or mentioned white phosphorus and depleted uranium munitions. The last talking point I want to mention is we don't have a legitimate partner for negotiations. Imagine a country telling the US that it would only negotiate with a political party not currently in power. Imagine the Russian president saying he would only negotiate with Ralph Nader or Sarah Palin and not Obama. Hamas won the freaking election. Of course they're using terrorism. So does Israel. So does the US. If the UN consisted of discussions only among non-terrorist nations, it would be pretty quiet. Israel won't allow Palestine to become a state. Israel won't allow Gazans to vote in the Israeli elections. And Israel doesn't seem to want to negotiate with the elected leaders of Gaza. So one might conclude that Israel just doesn't want to negotiate. This is Nick Cooper for Houston Indie Media.